Maluka International. The causes and impact of hate speech on minority groups around the world abound. I would like to take a look at the African context, especially Cameroon, where I come from. There is an ongoing armed conflict since 2016 between the minority Anglophones and the Cameroon government, where members constitute Francophone majority. There has been targeted hate speech on the minority Anglophones, who are described as terrorists, secessionists, enemies of the state, and second-class citizens. The root cause of this continuous hate speech on and off social media against the minority Anglophones is because in 2016, lawyers in the common law systems and teachers in the Anglo-Saxon system of education rose against the continuous eradication and implementation of French-majority system of education and civil law. 4 years on, the awareness of minority Anglophone population and their determination to fight and eliminate such abuses has been a tug of war between these two groups of people. The stakes are high, and the impact of this online hate speech on the minority Anglophone has been very devastating. Many of them are tagged as terrorists, some are labeled as collaborators of Anglophone separatist fighters. Many social media groups have been created where pictures and videos of these innocent minorities are projected, and the outcome of this is enforced disappearance, arbitrary arrest, intimidation by security forces. Many Anglophones are now refugees in Nigeria and internally displaced persons. Some have fled their homes because of intimidation and online harassment. Faced with this repressive atmosphere, some have resorted to creating fake profiles online to discuss freely without being identified. Ladies and gentlemen, the situation needs urgent attention, and I believe a social media regulation could only play a part in solving the problem. The situation needs a political solution and a robust implementation of the reforms in the common law and the English subsystem of education. Thank you very much.